All right. Brachas, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel, 4:3. This Mishnah will discuss the obligation to recite the Shmona Esrei every day. And the question specifically is whether one must recite the full Shmona Esrei, or if there's a possibility of reciting an abbreviated version of that. The way the Shmona Esrei is structured, there's three blessings in the middle, which are fixed. Those are of blessings of praise. There are three blessings at the end, which are always fixed. Those are blessings of thanks, hodiah. And then there are the middle 12 or 13 blessings. Originally, it was 12 blessings. But in the first century, after the Churban, there was a 13th blessing added by Shmuel HaKatan, formulated by Shmuel HaKatan in any case, to be what's called Birchas Aminim, the blessing against the heretics, those are the early Christians. So, and then there became a total of 13 blessings. So 3 plus 3 is 6, plus 13 is 19. So that means today there are actually 19 blessings in Shmona Esrei, but we still call it Shmona Esrei because it originally had 18 blessings. Interestingly, by the way, the Yerushalmi understands there were only 18 blessings even after Shmuel HaKatan's addition, that additional blessing, Birchas Aminim, because the blessings about Binyan Yerushalayim, the rebuilding of Jerusalem, and Tzemach David, the reinstitution, reflowering of the Davidic line, were actually one blessing. Be it as it may, we'll refer to it here as the Shmona Esrei. You have three in the beginning, blessings, three at the end, and those are fixed, but then there's 13 in the middle. So the question is, must one recite all 13 every day? Rabban Gamliel Omer, B'chol Yom Mispal Adam Shmona Esrei. Rabban Gamliel holds yes. When one prays, he must play the full Shmona Esrei, no shortcuts, as we do, as we have it. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Rabbi Yoshua says no. In those days, they didn't have Siddurim necessarily. They didn't, they had to say it from memory, and there's no promise that a person could memorize it or memorize it accurately. And even if one could memorize the Shmona Esrei properly and say it, there's no promise that he can have the presence of mind to say the Shmona Esrei with proper kavana. So there's a question then, is one allowed to abridge his recital of the Shmona Esrei, so that he can at least less maybe is more, and he can say less with kavana before he gets distracted, or if he is distracted, etc. So Rabbi Yeshua says, yes, one may. Me'ein Shmona Esrei, one may recite something which is like a miniature version of the Shmona Esrei. Me'ein, etymologically is like me'ayin, from the eye, and the reason for that is because in the time of Chazal, there were no miniature versions of anything, except, of course, if you look at a convex surface, like a fun house in the circus, or in this case, the shape of a person's eye, which is convex. So then things that are large appear small. And that's one place where you would see a miniaturized thing in antiquity, which is if you look into a person's eye, you'll see a little miniature version of yourself, me'ayin, from his eye. And therefore, a miniature version is called me'ayin. And here we're calling him me'ayin Shmona Esrei, a miniature version of the Shmona Esrei. Now, what is Rabbi Yeshua's miniature version of Shmona Esrei? It's mechlokas between Rav and Shmuel and the Gemara and the Chavtes of Aleph. According to Rav, it means that you say all 13 blessings in the middle, but each blessing is abbreviated to just include the first phrase and the last phrase of each and every blessing. That would be very similar, actually, that would be identical to what I described before in the end of the third parak regarding one who remembered in the middle of his prayers that he was a Baal Keri. He should be Yikatzer. He should abbreviate his Shmona Esrei. There I explain it to be like this, that it means a person would just, you know, say the beginning and end phrase of each of the 13 middle blessings. Shmuel, however, says no, we don't say 13 different blessings in the middle. One would say just a single blessing called Havinenu that includes all 13 of those themes. So according to Shmuel, the way one prays, according to Yeshua, is he says the three opening blessings as regular as always. Then he says a single middle blessing called Havinenu, which includes all of the 13 themes of Shmona Esrei. And then he recites the usual last three of Hodah. So let me read to you the actual words of the Gemara of Havinenu. This is important because really, technically speaking, this rule about Havinenu is halach lamaisa, and one may, under certain circumstances, we'll see, the halach is like Rabbi Akiva, who we haven't seen yet in the Mishnah, but there is, for those who can't pray, they may say the Havinenu, and therefore the middle blessing would be this. As the Gemara in Chavtes and Aleph reports to us, Shmuel would say, Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu, L'das Drachecha, give us Hashem, give us the ability to understand your ways. That's the first of the 13 of Das, of course. Umol es levavenu lirasecha, and circumcise our hearts to fear you. Again, that's the second bracha of tshuva. V'tislach lanu liyos geulim, forgive us. That's the third. And let us be redeemed. That's the fourth. Brachakenu mimachayvenu, and distance us from our sufferings. That's the fifth. V'dashninu b'naos artzecha, and let us grow fat from the pleasantness or the pastures of your land. That's Birchas Hashanah, etc. Unufotosenu ma'arba tikabetz, and our exiles from the four corners of the world should be gathered together. V'hatoim al da'ascha yishpatu, those judges who judge wrongly should come back to being shofet, to judging, to passing according to how you see things. Da'ascha. V'al harashoyim tanef yadecha. That, of course, is the Birchas Aminim, the additional 19th blessing, as it were, which here means against the wicked you should wave your hand. V'yismuchu tzadikim b'vinyan yirecha, and let the righteous rejoice in the building of your city, Jerusalem. V'sikun heichalecha, and the reconstruction of your sanctuary, that's the Beis Hamikdash, of course. U'v'tzmichas keren l'david avdecha, and the flowering of the Davidic line. Uvarichas ner leven yishai mshichecha, and literally means preparing the lamp for your Mashiach, the son of Yishai. That again, Mashiach. Terem nikra ata sa'ane, before we even call out to you, Hashem, you respond to our prayers. That's the Shomei Tefillah finally. Baruch ata Hashem, Shomei Tefillah. That's how the Havininu Bracha ends, according to Shmuel. That's the middle blessing that one could say, at least according to Yeshua, instead of the 13 brachas at length, a single Havininu blessing. So far in the Mishnah we saw, Rabbi Gamaliel says all 18 or 19 are required. Rabbi Yeshua says you could say Me'ein Shmona Esrei, a miniature version of Shmona Esrei, meaning, according to Rav, just at the beginning and the end of each of the 13 middle blessings, and according to Shmuel, you could say a single blessing Havinenu for all 13. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Im shaguras tvilaso befiv, if one's prayer is fluent in his mouth, meaning he knows it and can say it easily, then he is polish mona esrei, then he must say the whole 13, even if he decides he or estimates he won't be able to have proper kavanah. It's too bad. The law is one must say all shmona esrei in full. Vim lav, but if one doesn't know the shmona esrei well, and he's afraid he won't be able to say the words, then Me'ein Shmona Esrei, then he's allowed, in fact, to say Shmona Esrei in a compressed, condensed way. And the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, meaning that if one is really doesn't know the Shmona Esrei, he's saying a Baal Peh, or if he's just under tremendous pressure and he's afraid he'll forget the Shmona Esrei, he could, at least in theory, say the Havineinu version for the 13 middle ones. Obviously, that assumes that he knows Havineinu Baal Peh from memory, which is a separate assumption. But in any case, that's the din. The din is like Rabbi Akiva. One may, if he doesn't know Shmona Esrei by memory, say the Me'ein Shmona Esrei, and the halacha is like Shmuel, that would mean Me'ein Shmona Esrei is saying the Havineinu prayer.